Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Philadelphia, the pregame show. Eagles versus the Washington Commodes. Yes.
Quimby's back.
You know there's only one thing you do with a commode, right? That's it, everybody.
2 years, and that's the best they could come up with.
Yeah, commodes. Good job.
Go back to the football team.
Everybody, this is Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show here at Xfinity Live, brought to you by Live Casino in South Philadelphia. Make sure you check out tomorrow at 8 p.m. live from Live Casino. We will have Cam Jurgens as our guest. Yes. Nebraska.
Husker's in the house.
There it is. Yeah. Nebraska center. Cam Jurgens, rookie, second round pick, 51 overall. He will be there with us from 8 to 9 o'clock. It's a great crowd at Live Casino every time, so make sure you check us out. My name is Quimby, joined alongside Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie.
Ooh-ah.
Super Sam.
What up?
By the way, thank you for hosting and holding on to the equipment today. I did run past Sam's house this morning to pick it up. I appreciate that. One thing I did notice, there's a Rite Aid right by her house, which I guess is good for the morning after pill, huh?
Yo!
Wow.
Come on. Really?
She doesn't need that at home. It's on the road.
Wow.
She has CBS location tracker.
Quimby's back.
What I do in my private time has nothing to do with you dummies.
Wow, that wasn't me.
Let's keep it that way,
Sam. That wasn't me. I would never say anything like that.
I know, Irv. You're the best.
Ages 21 to 24 to play with this toy.
Yes, yes.
I do like him young.
Wow.
Next to him, Michael, shut up, Diaz, and of course, our producer, Slash, at the end. That cordless microphone sounding a little crazy right now, isn't it? Yeah. Might need to turn that down. And, of course, legendary Eagles and NFL wide receiver, the Reverend, the Doctor, Mr. Irving Fryer.
Good to have you back, Quimby.
Yeah, you know, I know Diaz doesn't do that for you, although I heard you did an excellent job Tuesday, and I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Thanks. I want to give you some credit, too, for braving the elements with your gloves here today at the tailgate. I mean, it is bitter winds and cold, and you are surviving and thriving.
Speaking about taking off your gloves, Nick Cannon expecting job number 12.
Wow.
But with him, it's like an assembly line. It's once a quarter.
That guy can't pull out of a driveway.
Quimby's back.
Hello, everybody. Hey, we are 8-0, baby.
8-0.
It's beautiful.
It was not necessarily vindicating that we lost game 5 while we were watching the Eagles beat the piss out of the Texans last Thursday. But anytime they brought up baseball, all we had to do was bring up football. So excellent road show, excellent group of people in Houston. Thank you to Brewings, 21 Brewings locations in the Houston area. If you guys have an opportunity to go to Houston, make sure you check out at least one of them. They are excellent. We appreciate everything they did. Show brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Diaz.
Glug.
Stateside Bourbon releasing their holiday bourbon this week. So place your orders now. Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company. If you guys need some gear, if you forgot your stuff, if you want to see me throw this football at Diaz's head, it's a big target.
That's a big target right there.
If you need some gloves, if you need hats, whatever, right there, JP from Bucks County Baseball Company, your authentic and vintage specialty store in the Philadelphia area. Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, the Ludlam Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa in Seattle City. The beautiful ladies and cheerleaders are inside right now. They're doing trivia and giving away Jameson bags. A lot of cool stuff in there. I don't know if there's a lap dance in there, but I thought I saw one.
Well, you need one outside, so let's put them back over there.
Our good friends over at Echelon Health and Fitness and, of course, Live Casino, our host location every Tuesday. And
you got another one?
BetMGM. Shh, don't say anything. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We got friends from Friday Beers and Promo Girls coming in. They're going to convince you to do something for some Friday Beers gear. We have about $2,000 worth of Friday Beers gear with us. And all you have to do is place a bet today, baby. All you have to do is place a bet today. We're going to get to that in a few moments. But, fellas, we're going to get to the Texans game.
We don't have to.
Well, I want an open forum right now. We're in week 10. We're midway through the season. Going down the row, starting with Irv. Thoughts, reactions, initial thoughts, reactions. The second you hear week 10 and we're 8-0.
Well, you hear week 10, we're 8-0. I mean, the biggest thing that jumps out, I think, to everybody is the play of our quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, I mean, everybody questioned, can he throw the ball down the middle? Everybody questioned, does he have strong enough arm? Everybody questioned, can he throw the ball downfield? Can he make all these throws? Can he be the quarterback that we need him to be to go to the next level? Jalen Hurts, right now, at this point in the season, is on pace to double all his numbers from last year. He's phenomenal. He's taking care of the ball. Only two interceptions so far. And I mean, you can't say enough about him. People are talking about him in the MVP race. I'm not so sure that he deserves the MVP because I believe the MVP is the person who has the biggest impact on his team. And there are a lot of good players on this team. And Jalen's not having necessarily the biggest overwhelming impact. He's like a point guard. He's distributing the ball, and they're having a success. They're having success every week.
We're gonna go to Diaz. I might suggest there could be an opposite.
You have an opinion, just like you have something else.
No, but Diaz, please.
Well, I have to get this in the show just to make sure we get it in the show. Irv's talking about point guards. Speaking of point guards, how about Joel Embiid last night?
Oh, man.
59 points. 10 rebounds.
Cat, it's great. Man. I can't wait for him to do it in a conference final someday.
Historic performance. Joel Embiid, our Lord and Savior, is back. 6-3-1. Big wins against Phoenix.
Okay.
Big wins
against Chad, what do you got to talk about with the Eagles? Thanks.
You know, it's great. Someday that Joel Embiid's actually going to do that in the playoffs. But I would be remiss if I didn't have to step over you like that. I've got like this 8-0 is cute. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. We haven't won anything yet. All right, there's no banner that's hanging up in the stadium. They have to focus on the task at hand. The task at hand is tonight's mission. They have to win tonight because, yes, we own the tiebreaker over the Minnesota Vikings. That's great. All right, but they beat Buffalo in Buffalo yesterday. And, you know, Dallas right now, yeah, they lost in Green Bay, but the Giants keep winning. And we still have two games left against them. The Eagles need to focus on themselves. They need to focus on winning and continuing on winning. And the day that they wind up sitting there smelling themselves just a little bit and they get knocked off, well, guess what? You're with the rest of the field in the NFC. And these teams are going to get better as the season goes. You know, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, yes, they won yesterday at home, as they should against Dallas, even though they were heavy underdogs in that game in their own stadium. But these other teams are still hungry. They're still coming for us. And, yeah, you look at the schedule and you sit there and go, well, you know, where is a loss in the schedule? Well, they've been saying that for years on every single undefeated team, the last undefeated team schedule in the NFL through the course of time. There's only one undefeated, and that was the 72 Dolphins. The Eagles need to focus on the task at hand, and they have the right leadership group and the right head coach to keep them focused. Irv.
Well, you just said it. I don't have to ask you the question now. Do you think they're really that they've shown any signs of being complacent? Any talk? Any signs? The way they play? The way they prepare? The way they practice? Any signs of being complacent and not understanding what they have at the tip of their hands? That every time they play, they go on the field, that the team that's across from them is giving they're the ones that want to knock them off. They're correct. The ones that want to give them their first loss. They're going to get their best from every team they play from henceforward to the rest of the season. So do you think that there's any signs, they've given any signs of any of that complacency? No.
I don't think so at all. And you could be nitpicking, and we could pick apart, you know, the first half against Houston and having troubles in Detroit week one and you know, the first half versus the second half. And every team in the NFL has weaknesses. We see it. I think what there's two things that I think about the Eagles. First off, we expect a quote-unquote dominating team to be up 35-0 in the first half every single game, and they just – and also, I think that a lot of the – us as fans just are kind of nervous to throw our heart into, like, this team has got it all, we can make a run, and they're just a little bit nervous about that. But, you know, like, what's so impressive is they can go and beat a team in different ways. They come out, they do exactly what they want to do, the other team kind of counterpunches, and they say, all right, we'll do this. And then you have the defense, you know, step up here or there with turnovers. You know, you got Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. Oh, Jalen Hurts isn't throwing the ball because they're running it straight up the gut. You got, you know, there's multiple receivers. There isn't one way to stop this team.
Right.
Because they'll say, you know what, we're taking A.J. Brown out of this game. We're going to take A.J. Brown out. All right, we're just going to run Miles Sanders up there. And when that's not open, Dallas Goedert is open in the middle. You know, so there's different ways of doing it. I've been most impressed with the defense. And, you know, Houston, they did run the ball. They won by, what, 12? Was it 12 points? They didn't cover because yes. It was 13.5?
Right.
I mean, you know, they're the only team in the NFC that's in the top five in points scored and points held. Mm-hmm. The only team in the NFL that have scored 20 points in every single game. You know, at some point it's like, well, we're used or we're conditioned to think that there's some spectacular Patrick Mahomes kind of – And these guys are just dominating week in and week out. It's a slow burn, and they're just like this army that's just slowly taking control.
If there is an area of concern, one would be the rush defense. That would be an area of concern.
Did we know? I had thought Jordan Davis had not been living up to the hype as of yet. But
he was playing.
Now he's out, and you saw Damian Pierce bull rush these guys pretty much at will on Thursday.
He's also out of the boot too, so that's a good thing.
So it's a good thing. I mean, right. You know, but he's still 3 weeks away, and you know, well, continue because I want to get my 2 cents on this.
Yeah, just the two areas of concern for me would be, again, we're going to face Derrick Henry here pretty soon.
Stopping
the run, tackling. We've struggled in that area at times. And then also with the special teams, we haven't really been taken advantage of. We've had a few good returns against us, and it hasn't really cost us anything in terms of field position up to this point. But we really need to do a better job, particularly when we get to those better teams in special teams, because that means field position.
Sam.
Who are the better teams?
Well, right now.
Right now, the 21 to 24-year-olds.
Again.
Well, they're definitely scoring.
Don't be jealous. Well, so, okay. I'm being serious, though.
Don't worry. I'm good.
Who are the better teams?
As Sack said, we got to play the Giants twice. The Giants are still winning. We also have to play Dallas again, and then we have to play Tennessee.
Yeah, December's looking really tough.
Yes.
December's looking tough.
And I'm going to jump in right now because I'm aware that I tend to say things that aren't socially acceptable or
no.
Especially fan accepted.
No.
But here goes. It's
get ready, Jason.
Here goes. Not tonight. Not tonight. But this team needs to lose a game.
Get out of here.
I think so too.
Wait. This This team needs to lose a game for who? For the team or for you?
Yes.
For the team or for the fans?
Good point.
This team needs to lose the game for who? For the team or for the fans?
Hold on a second.
Hey, listen, he's unplugging.
He always does that when
he knows he's wrong.
Listen. I have the game that I want them to lose, and it's against Tennessee, an out-of-conference game. Thank you, sir. My man knows what he's talking about right there. Need them.
If he knew what he was talking about, he'd be up here.
That's some soft.
I need them to lose so they're reminded that it takes a lot to win games. I want them to be upset with themselves. I want them to be angry going into the playoffs, and I want you to get fired right now.
Listen, what kind of jabroni talk is that?
I'm tweeting that.
They're beating these teams by double digits the last three weeks.
Can we cut that for a promo?
Diaz, get the Twitter account ready because I'm quote tweeting that.
Hold on a second. All right, I said this wasn't going to be socially acceptable, but does anybody
That's
else think
socials.
They're better off going into the playoffs with a loss?
Angry. I want them to
thank
be
you.
Angry.
Thank you. I want thank you.
I want him mad.
I want him pissed.
What kind of angry do you want?
The same kind of pissed I get every time I see you.
First of all, just to play this game.
That's very fair.
You have to have a certain mindset to play this game week in and week out. You want them to be angry? They're already angry. You have to be a nut to play this game.
Hold on a second. We already know you crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
But they play the game as well. There's a measure of crazy in
By the way,
God did not make us to run into each other full speed.
Hold on a second, because Sack is doing the crazy eyes right now, blinking like this.
No,
he's doing the Sheldon when they don't let him talk.
No, listen, to be crazy and to be angry and to be mad is a sign of lack of respect. I mean, the Eagles are getting enough of it across the league, right? I mean, everybody after yesterday is talking about how great the Minnesota Vikings are. What a team. They went into Buffalo. They knocked them off. Listen, they didn't even have enough respect. The Joe Davis did all three series for the Phillies in the playoffs outside of the wild card round because that was
on the ESPN. There we go. There's the Phillies talk.
No, but let alone at the beginning of the game, he said this was the first true test that the Vikings have had all season being in a hostile environment. Did you forget week two? Did you forget where you spent the last month of your life in Philadelphia knowing what exactly was the hell was going on with our fan base here? This is as bedlam as it can possibly get. And you're sitting there saying, Buffalo, the hellhole on earth where nobody in their right mind or wrong mind would even think about visiting.
Or living.
Living, let alone living.
He's turning red.
And your center is going to say, this is the first time they've had a hostile environment this season? That is pathetic. We whooped Kirk Cousins' ass up and down that field all game long for four quarters. And he looked pathetic yesterday.
Yes, he did.
All he had to do was just throw the rock up to Justin Jefferson. But Darius Slay owned him. So I look at the disrespect that the Eagles are getting on the national level. The thing is, though, is they have to continue to say that in the locker room to one another. They don't need a loss to exhibit the hate. They get
right
it
on.
All the time.
I agree with Sack.
Thank you, Sack.
All right.
You're outvoted, you, Wendy.
Needing a loss
statement was very. The statement was idiotic.
You know what? It's great that I got you guys all worked up, though, wasn't it? Mission accomplished. Don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season, everyone. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experiences at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m., They also have a table inside right now. They're giving away Jameson gift bags. And everybody, they're also giving away a pair of tickets to the Green Bay game. To the Green Bay game. So make sure you get in there, answer some trivia. This is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM Philadelphia at Xfinity Live and brought to you by Live Casino in South Philadelphia. Everybody, we will be back with these idiots right after this.
Gotta keep them separated.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show here on 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at Live Casino and here at Xfinity Live. A lot of lives going on live here at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Live Casino. What, Diaz?
Does Diaz have to be alive? We had some unfortunate news during the break. Avante Maddox has been placed on the IR. So he's going to be missing a few games coming up here. Hopefully we get him for the stretch run playoffs. They've been hanging on without him, but, you know, I'd rather have him healthy than
interesting
not.
Statistic there. You brought up Darius Slay. Quarterback rating when targeting Darius Slay this year is 31.8. Not very good.
Zach Ertz is also out, season-ending knee injury, so he's not going to be playing for the Cardinals the rest of this season.
And why do we care?
I was going to say, what does that have to do with us?
The guy scored the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. I mean, for the love of God.
Sack never forgets his heroes. He never forgets his heroes.
Wow, he's still telling us Carson Wentz is a quality starter in the NFL.
And
I don't even think these Washington fans here would think that Carson Wentz is a quality starter in the NFL.
I would just like to remind everybody, it's November 14, 2022. Thanks, Sack. Everybody. At Live Casino, upcoming entertainment, the Philly Wine Festival, Saturday, November 19th. Jefferson Starship, Friday, December 9th. Matt Frazier, Saturday, December 10th, and Sunday, December 11th. Soul Town Motown. Yep, I didn't say it this time.
No, I want to go to that.
Sunday, December 18th, and Bobby Collins, Saturday, February 18th, 2023. Tickets on sale now at livecasinophilly.com. Everybody, we're talking Eagles. Of course, the 8-0 Philadelphia Eagles going up against the absolute train wreck of a football franchise, the Washington Commodes. No disrespect, Taylor.
Complete disrespect.
Yeah, he means all the disrespect he can muster up.
And if you keep that up, I'm going to eat that cookie right out of your hand.
I got to give this guy credit, though. At least he invested in new gear for his team. A bunch of these clowns around here that can't invest and buy new gear. Look at this crap.
Well, see, he fell for Daniel Snyder's.
Hold on a second. Sack, only the guy who's collecting money from them is allowed to make fun of them.
Oh.
Okay, you're not allowed.
Well, Daniel,
this guy needs to definitely get some new gear.
Daniel Snyder, every 2 years, he's going to change the name so everyone has to go out and buy new gear.
No, it doesn't matter. Daniel Snyder will not be the owner of this franchise.
This is sad. We should have a funeral for it. Yes. I don't want Daniel Snyder to ever leave.
Okay, anyway, this is great. Shut up, Diaz. Everybody, the New York Times. This is very, very cool and interesting news.
We'll be the judge of that.
Put it at a percentage of chance for the following. The Eagles right now have a 99% chance of making the playoffs. I think we already know that.
Congratulations.
The Eagles have a 78% chance of winning the division. Fair enough. The Eagles have a 71% chance of a first round bye. That
one seed,
is
here we go.
A huge number.
Almost as big as Diaz's forehead.
Well, not that big. And, of course, the Eagles have a 17% chance of winning the Super Bowl. They were tied going into this week with Buffalo, and that is obviously going to change.
Do the Commanders now. Last week it was 20%, so the odds went down somehow.
Really? Did you knew this?
Yeah, I mean, you just take the odds and you divide it by 100. That's what you do.
Okay, great. Thanks, Diaz.
It's not that hard.
Is
that Drexel easy, education?
Easy
by
there.
By the way, so much for Bill's Mafia yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
All right, which is a funny story. If you ever wonder why the Green Legion never gets any play on that other network, well, it's because I sent them an email one time that might have suggested I was a little tired of hearing them talk about Pats and Geno's and throwing snowballs at Santa. And I also told them that every one of their hosts and employees needs to take off their knee pads when talking to LeBron. And I don't know if it went over well.
What do you think it went?
Well, I think it's pretty
downhill from there.
I don't know. You've never heard the Green Legion get any airtime on that station on 850, by the way.
Wow. I think it's funny that you think an email sent 9 years ago is still, they still remember what it is.
This was 2 years ago, Diaz. Yes.
I mean, you send an
so
email.
You send
an angry email on a weekly basis. It's just a different
daily,
people.
Daily.
And you're encouraging one tomorrow morning.
Hey, am I getting a pink slip?
Yep, it might happen.
You got about 20 pink slips.
Why not?
I know 10 other people could do your job better, so.
By the way, interestingly enough, prior to yesterday's game, the Cowboys had a 96% chance of making the playoffs.
Not anymore.
And the Giants a 94% chance. However, a 15% and 6% chance, respectively, of winning the division. So that is interesting. Irv, thoughts?
Dallas, you know, people are saying that Dallas, like you were saying, Zach, Dallas is, they're touting Dallas to be a better team than the Eagles. They're saying Dallas, given the fact that the quarterback is back and they got some few guys that are healthy now, that they're a better team than the Eagles. I don't see that. I don't see that they're a better offense in particular. They have a good defense. Don't get me wrong. They have a great defense. They're able to get stops when they need stops. They're able to play at a high level. They have a fluster of sacks. But I don't see offensively them able to put up the numbers that we're able to put up here in Philadelphia. And I don't see them as a viable threat to us in the NFC East. The Giants, to me, are more of a threat. Why are you shaking your head? The Giants, to me, are...
What you get away with by being on radio, not television.
And you're saying, are you saying that my...
You're learning.
My statement right now is less viable than your statement earlier?
No, not at all. But I'm just saying the Giants...
Ludicrous of a statement you made...
Luda! Early. I'm just saying the Giants don't scare me.
They don't have to scare you. You don't have to play
the
them.
Only thing that scares me is Mike English's hair.
That is something we can all agree.
Everybody went out and beat Green Bay. Dallas went out and Green Bay beat them. They gave them the game.
Hold on
Dallas,
a second.
That game was embarrassing.
Hold on a second.
That game, they ran out of
that
gas.
That was embarrassing.
They ran out of gas.
I said the Cowboys were not going to win games this year. I'm still holding strong.
Well, they're not as much of a threat, in my opinion, than the Giants are. That's my opinion. And I don't know much about football.
I'm enjoying it. Well, that's something we can all agree on. Irv is going to fire you now.
I'm enjoying this run, but, you know, all of this, it's very tenuous. You know, December looks tough. I could see losing to Tennessee. They've lost in MetLife Stadium, the last 3 years? You know, with worse teams than they have right now, worse coach teams, worse prepared teams than they have right now. Then Chicago, I mean... Justin Fields is the best running back in the league right now on the road. Then we have a short week going down to Dallas. And Dallas is going to want something from us. When was the last time we won in Dallas?
Well, it's also a...
You know, those are four tough games. So
and
like,
Dallas might be playing for their playoff lives at that point.
I got you, but all...
They will be.
You know, and then we can't... It is a division game today. I'm not really concerned about it. They're going to win the game. Next week, they should win. Green Bay, do they have a new... Like, they could end up being...
Finish your statement.
They could end up being... I'm just saying this.
Because I want to get on to my next statement real quick.
Hold up. And I'm blowing off the New Orleans in the last... They could end up being 13-4 at the end, having the one seed. You know, I think... The whole idea of being hungry and being angry and the disrespect and everything.
Couldn't you just use hangry there?
Hangry?
Hungry and angry.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sweetheart.
What was my prediction of the Eagles' record at the end of the regular season this year?
Oh, I don't have that.
You don't have it? Okay.
I was
13-4.
No, 14-3.
What was mine?
14-3. And you
14-3 as well.
No, you were two.
No.
Huh?
You had two losses.
14-3. No. Thank you, Slash.
Okay.
Sam, what exactly are you doing here right now?
It's okay. We understand. You know, Sam, she's got her mind on 21-24.
Okay. When I get this information right and email it to all of you tomorrow, and then you have to tell me I was right, I'm going to need you to do it on air.
Sam, how much do you want to bet that I said 14-3? Please lay out something that I'll enjoy. Thank you. Anyway, giggity. So
this will be an interesting game tonight. Heinicke is not necessarily the answer, obviously, to Washington. Better than Carson Wentz. They have a better chance with Heinicke than Carson Wentz. But Heinicke is a typical Heinicke. He comes in and he plays, does some good things, but ultimately he makes errors. He makes bad mistakes that costs his team. He's got a couple of good receivers. One being...
I'll say half you.
McLaurin, Jerry McLaurin, is the only receiver this year to have 100 yards on the Eagles. That happened.
You're not going to give him any grief about that?
Yeah, he said Jerry.
It's Terry. I mean, it's
Terry. Okay, Terry.
Terry, Jerry.
You guys give me so much crap every time I screw something up.
That's because you're worried about fingernails and drinks on
this. I got the Airy right. Airy McLaurin. Let me say it that way. He's the only receiver this year that has 100 yards. On the Eagles.
And it was late in the game.
It was late in the game, but he's got it.
And one was a 51-yard pass.
He's touted as one of the best receivers in the
NFL. He's a good player.
But you still need somebody to throw the ball.
Well, yes, you do. Then you got Curtis Samuel, who they move around a little bit. He lines up in the backfield, lines up as a wide receiver. he's a threat. So we have the number one pass defense in the league. So it's going to be a challenge at some point.
Dallas tonight. Blowing that game in Green Bay against the Packers has now put them in a position to where they have to win this upcoming Sunday in Minnesota. That's not going to be an easy game for them.
Not going to happen.
Now, because if they lose that game, they drop to 6-4. The Eagles win today, then, you know, that's four games behind what we are already doing.
Dallas is not worried about the Eagles.
You know what? I don't want to assume that we win any game at this point.
I agree. I
really don't.
That's what I just said.
Dallas is winning. But you just said, and we win this game, and you just brushed it off real quick.
If you win this game today, it's four games behind.
By the way, in case you guys don't know, I believe Lauren and Sam were running around giving raffle tickets, or you got them at the front? Everybody have a raffle ticket. Good. Because at the end of the show, we're going to give away this football in which you can throw right here in the tailgate to Irving Fryer, and he'll sign it afterwards. We're going to be launching Irv's Foundation here in the next couple of weeks. It's called Pass on Cancer. All right, we're going to be giving away a football every promotion, every remote we do, and you get to throw those to Irv. And every time he catches it, we're going to ask you to pledge a donation. It might be $2. It might be $5. If you work for Xfinity, get those bastards to donate $1,000 for each catch. All right?
You got to throw it where I can catch it now.
Yeah, got to remember, you got to throw it where you can catch it. But
I'm an old guy.
After you guys are done throwing it, he will sign it for you, take photos, and don't forget, Irv will be in front of the Green Legion radio sign after the show to take photos. Slash good time to take a break, probably. Everybody, Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey, voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned. Indoor track, newest cardio training equipment, 3 studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, and dry sauna, even a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions per week, including MBSE Thrive personal training, considered the best group training in the country and exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks, Echelon members saved over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Coming to Audubon in 2023, call 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976 for a free 30-day all-access pass. Or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhf, echelonhealthfitness.com. Everybody, this is the Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM. The Gambler, brought to you by Live Casino. Check out Aunt Lynn. Yay! Woo! And check out Cam Jerkins with us tomorrow at Live Casino at Center Bar starting at 8 p.m. Everybody, we will be back for our final segment right after this. I like this song. I'm going to let it play out a little bit. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show here at Xfinity Live and brought to you by Live Casino here on The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We're in our final segment alongside Eagles legendary wide receiver, the Reverend, the Dr. Irving Fryer, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Super Sam, slash DJ Tree on the wheels of computer. Papa Bear! Sam, you have something you want to say?
You were right.
Uh-oh.
Listen.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
No. Everybody shut up for a second. Everybody.
It happens
everybody,
so rarely. That
everybody. I need everybody to be quiet real quick, including the panel. Everybody. Hold on. Somebody pull their phone up video now.
It doesn't please. Happen often.
All right. Hold on. Ready? Sam, say that again.
You were right.
Uh-huh.
You there predicted. You predicted 14-3, or you predicted 13-4.
Thank you.
You could have altered the spreadsheet.
Thank you.
Yeah, I could have. I could be a liar, but I'm not a liar. So you were right, Q. Own it, win it, love it. This is it. This is the last time I'm going to say it, ever.
We wasted precious airtime for that?
Shut up, Diaz. Seriously, no one wants to hear your voice ever.
Oh, Stan. Wow. You kick him in the nuts so hard you give him a vasectomy.
That's what I said earlier.
No more children. Please,
the only thing that can
please,
stop me.
We do not want you to spoil the rest of the world. Abby is the only thing saving these children. It's not you. Uh-huh. Abby, I don't know how you do.
That's fair.
62 when his kids graduate high school.
He likes pointing that out every freaking time. What a jerk school.
You're 62 years old?
Wow. Man, your grandfather is so cute. No, that's my dad.
That's my dad.
All right, let's see here. I've got some notes to get us through the last 10 minutes.
That's my dad.
Thank God.
Wait. Q, what's going on?
Oh, my God. What in the world? That looks like a Family Guy setup right there.
Yeah, my man.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know what? I would give you grief if it wasn't for that beautiful piece of hair you got rocking under your chin, my man. All right? Same color as your team, and people...
No, he's a Bears fan.
Look at the shirt.
Now I get it.
Yeah, now you get it.
We apologize. He doesn't have his readers on.
I actually have a similar photo in my phone from about 5 days ago. But... again,
you shouldn't have said
something
that
you can get away with by not being on TV. So... We were talking about, I just want to go over the Texans game again real quick, and then we're going to go to predictions, and then we have Kajada today. We're talking about the run, all right, and how Jordan Davis apparently was that big plug in the middle that was kind of taking our old host Hollis's role as Glory and what was it?
Paint? No.
Glory and Thunder? Or not Glory? So you got Javon Hargrave and Fletcher Cox in there for sack opportunities. And then you have the workhorses like Hollis and the Garbage Man that were in for, you know, the place to just plug up the middle. Jordan Davis being out for a few more weeks, I think, hurts this team. I think it doesn't hurt them so much tonight. But at the same time, all right, this defensive backfield was ranked prior to the 2001 season as 29th in the league.
2001 season?
2021.
Okay.
Did I say 2001?
Yes, he said that.
Excellent. I've had a few shots. Thanks, Tree. 2021 season in July, they were ranked by Pro Football Focus as the 29th defensive backfield in the league. All right? The Eagles are number one in EPA allowed per passing play right now. Opposing quarterbacks, like I said, have a 31.8 passer rating when targeting Darius Slay. That means if you want to throw the ball to somebody, you have James Bradbury all over you. And we have seen how opportunistic this man is so far. This squad in that backfield continues to be hungry. The pickup of Gardner Johnson from New Orleans.
Leading league in interceptions? I don't know, after yesterday.
He's got five.
Okay. He also has the fourth pick of the draft next year, thanks to New Orleans.
Sack.
TTP.
Sack, your thoughts on the defensive backfield right now and how that could help cover what may be a hole in the run defense right now.
They've been fantastic on the back end. And like a friend of the program, Marcus Epps, he's really played well alongside Gardner Johnson. And then Darius, like, you brought it up in the last segment, Diaz. It's going to be a big hit not having Avante Maddox in that slot, especially Curtis Samuel might be able to have his way with Josiah Scott tonight.
Josh Shelby might get a little play time.
He's out.
Oh, he is.
He's out. He also has a hamstring issue, just like Avante Maddox. Both of them were going to be did not play tonight, as it was. But they're getting a lot of time back there to do what they need to do because the pass rush is getting to the quarterback. They're not getting the hits. They're not getting the sacks as frequently as they did. But they have to continue to put the pressure on as Robert Quinn continues to get himself acclimated to our defensive style and what we like to do, it's going to become more of an asset to have him on that outside to go along with the other guys that are looking to wreak havoc in that backfield.
Diaz.
I think we can argue you were upset about the run defense against Damian Pierce.
I wasn't upset. I mean, they won the game.
Yeah, they won the game.
They held the Texans to 17 points.
I think if you're going to take a pick, you're going to give up the run to protect the pass.
Yeah, and that's all they can do. Right. That's all the guy that they have.
This is a micro little thing on a macro picture about the disrespect the Eagles, and we're not really believing.
First thing that your Drexel education actually made sense with.
Yeah, it's just like we can.
Except for me ending with a preposition.
You can nitpick here and there. Like, every team's got flaws. Every team's got a weakness. And tonight there's going to be
like our team.
Washington's going to make some plays.
Our team has a weakness.
Sam, did you hear what he's saying about you?
He's definitely talking about you.
While Sack is over here like this.
He wasn't at our player show on Tuesday. That thing ran like
Calm down, Diaz.
Thank you very much.
Pass this over to Irv now because we got precious little time to get to Kajada.
Just something real quick that we need to keep our eye on this game tonight. Three of the four biggest plays that the Eagles had offensively on first down this year were against the Washington Commodes on week three.
Good job. He's on board, baby.
Last week, Washington did something different on first down versus the Vikings. They rushed the edge. They blitzed the corners on first down. And what that did for them, it helped them to contain the run because they got there so fast, and also helped them contain the pass because they got there so fast, because they were blitzing the edges, both corners on both edges on first down. That's something that we need to look for today because they may continue that trend, and that may be something that the Eagles have to come up with an answer for.
By the way, I just want to point out before we go to Kajada that there's been too much Old Dominion football involved in the Philadelphia Eagles over the last couple weeks. Zach Pascal, our guest on Tuesday, I heard was excellent.
It was great, yeah.
Travis Fulgham and Zach Pascal were side by side when they won the Bahamas Bowl against Eastern Michigan. Both of them had touchdown receptions in that game. And now, as Diaz pointed out to me this week, which I didn't even realize.
Yep, he gets a touchdown, he gets your car.
No. Heinicke.
Oh, Taylor Heinicke, yeah.
Taylor Heinicke was their quarterback at ODU.
We got his boy right over here. The legend of Taylor Heinicke. Hilarious.
I'm still trying to figure out what the legend is.
Wow.
I mean,
hold on a second. Hold on. Sir, you are sexy. Anyway. You might want to put these on so nobody sees you. I'm just teasing. Everybody, it's time for Kajada. And if you don't know what that is, it's a hybrid version of Kaja that we started a long time, which was kick-ass or jackass. Now, it has evolved to kick-ass, jackass, or
dumbass.
There you go.
Woo!
I don't know why it sounds better coming from
you.
Because I'm the
it
one
really
that started
does.
It.
Really
no, you know what? He inflects up
with
the ass, where we go, dumbass. And Irv goes, dumbass. It's great. So, I have a few, you know, maybe Eagles, Redskins, Commanders, Washington football team.
Football team?
You teach me to football? All right. I pass it down to the panel. We will go the whole way down. Slash, get over with Sam's mic as well, please.
Oh, baby.
Our first
no
Eagles,
touching.
Our first Eagles Washington moment. Gus Bratt's headbutt celebration.
Dumbass! Dumbass!
Dumbass. Kick ass.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
It's dumbass. There's no other reason. Sack, why is it kick ass? Come on.
Because it's awesome.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to trump all of you. Kick ass, jackass, and dumbass.
That's true.
You can
make a good argument.
I had him on my podcast a couple weeks ago. I did not mention that.
Why?
Really? Yeah, I
he wants him back on the show.
I didn't have the heart. Yeah, I didn't have the heart.
He doesn't remember being on the show.
You should have asked him.
No, I didn't ask him. I left him alone. That's what he's famous for.
Think past this. Daniel Snyder's house call last week, late night.
Dumbass.
I'm not sure. I'm going to say
what I'm saying is Daniel Snyder last week goes, I've got dirt on every one
dumb
of
ass.
You guys.
Yeah, dumbass.
And all of a sudden he changed his tune, and I'm kind of thinking that somebody may have visited his house late at night. So
anything Daniel Snyder is dumbass.
He's the ultimate jackass in all of sports.
Dumbass.
I'll go jackass and dumbass.
I will go kickass because I just think it's hysterical that a billionaire was shut up. Now, do I want Daniel Snyder to relinquish control of the team?
Never.
No. I want that as much as I want Jerry Jones to step down. All right? Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate you guys being complete and total
dumbasses.
Dumbasses. 1 minute. All right, we got to go. The body bag game in 1990. Eagles win 28-14 and left nine Washington players with some sort of ailment.
Kick ass. That's my kind of football.
You watch those old YouTube clips, they were putting some hurting on those
dudes. My kind of football.
Kick ass.
Diaz was 24 and I was 4 years old when that happened, but I'll say it was kick ass.
I'll go kick ass even though I was very young.
I was negative four. I'll go kick ass. One of the most underrated defenses of all time, if not the most.
Donovan McNabb's stint in Washington, which, by the way, if you don't know, went 14-15 touchdown interceptions ratio after signing a long-term deal, was benched after week 12, and then traded to the Vikings.
Dumbass.
Kick ass. We made out on that deal. We got a second round pick for him.
Number five will always love you.
Kick ass.
Jack?
Felix, not mutual. Kick ass for helping the Eagles.
And finally, Michael Vick's 400 plus yards and six touchdowns in the Green Legion invasion, 59-28.
That's kick everybody's ass.
That was kick ass. What's up, Albert Haynesworth? How you doing?
50-point comeback in fantasy football because of Michael Vick.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Gotta be kick ass. What a way to end the show there.
Real quick, on the way out.
Today you normally are.
Today is a salute to service day.
Hold on, I got this. Everybody, salute to service day. Are there any active military in this tailgate right now that are not going to the game?
Nope.
Anyone? All right. If there is, send them this way. We have about 8 to 10 tickets to give to active or retired military in our tailgate. If you're not going to the game, come up with us right now. Excellent, sir. Love you. Stay right there. Also, please reach out to us on social media at The Green Legion on Facebook or
Instagram and Twitter.
You're going to receive a flag or a...
some sort of giveaway, a towel, a flag, today. Some sort of thing.
If you would like to donate this to the Green Legion, we will send this to active military around the world. All right, that's been Diaz's post for the last couple of years. We appreciate you. Everybody, on behalf of myself, the Reverend, the Doctor, Irvin Fryer, Michael, shut up, Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, woo-wah, Super Sam, / producing, Lauren.
Where you at, girl?
Wherever the hell Lauren is.
Lauren.
Guys, we're going to do a giveaway here for the football right after this. This is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM. The Gambler at Xfinity Live, brought to you by Live Casino. We will see you tomorrow night.
Go Birds, TTP.